listed as a combo guard, which means, you know, he can kind of play the point guard position and the off guard position. And really what he brings is an explosive athlete who can take the ball off the dribble, take it to the basket, and play really well in transition. He's not going to be your pure point guard like Tywon Lawson or Raymond Felton, but he has more of the ability off the ball to score in transition, to knock down a three, and to kind of take his man off the dribble. He's very quick. He has, you know, a decent size for a guard, 6'1", 6'2". He's just very aggressive in how he attacks the basket and how he can play with the ball in his hands with room to go down the court.
So it sounds like somebody that would fit into Roy's up-tempo system then pretty well.
Exactly. Like, stick the basket and go basketball and go fast down the court, can really score through contact in transition and kind of weave his way through defenders to get to the hoop. Not the best outside shooter, but sort of something that can develop, and especially is known for being a pretty good defender, kind of has that tenacity, has some good length, and it could grow into probably one of the better on-the-ball defenders for UNC.
This seems like a guy that we've heard his name around for a long time. What has that recruiting process been like? It seems to be a long courtship here.
Yeah, so Seven's kind of got on the scene real early. He was a really good player, very young, eighth grade, ninth grade. He had these YouTube videos that showed him, you know, dunking the ball as a 14-year-old, 15-year-old. He was had a play that was a top 10, or I think number one, ESPN top 10 play. So he kind of blew up really quick, and people knew who he was. I knew of him because of his mixtapes, because of his dunks. So everyone knew who he was. And so, of course, UNC got him pretty early. It's one of the longer recruitments of an UNC history in terms of Roy being on one player for almost 4 years. So I think that was pretty important to Seventh in his decision-making. He had established a very good relationship with Roy and the UNC coaching staff. So that kind of played a big role. You know, he felt good with UNC. He had visited UNC throughout those 4 years unofficially for visits. He was at Late Night with Roy. Last year, he was at Late Night with Roy. This year, so he's no stranger to UNC. And UNC had a good feel for him and what he wanted and built a very strong relationship with his family. So that kind of loyalty that Roy showed, I think, helped Seventh kind of build that relationship and feel good about his decision on Wednesday.
Now, of course, everybody's looking forward to this season of Carolina basketball going in, ranked as the number one team by several different outlets going into the season, but there are going to be a lot of people leaving this team because they run out of eligibility, or maybe, you know, we see one of those national championship exodus that we see every few years around Chapel Hill, it seems like. So now there are three guys in the 2016 class that are all fairly highly rated, and that's, you know, a sentiment to the coaching staff there with the cloud from the NCAA still hanging over, that they've been able to assemble the recruiting class that they have. What's the kind of the entirety of the picture there of the recruiting class?
Yeah, well, like you said, so they have three committed. They have Seventh Woods, combo guard. They have Brandon Robinson, a 6'5 shooting guard, and then Tony Bradley, a talented 6'10 kind of big man. And so I think they want to sign one more big man, someone who can kind of play alongside Tony Bradley as more of an athletic guy. They went after the Finnish power forward, Lauri Markkanen, and did not get him. He committed to Arizona a couple of weeks back. And so it kind of leaves UNC in limbo. There's not a lot of names that the Tar Heels are able to gain traction with in terms of visits and unofficial and official visits. One guy that could come up is someone who took an official visit to Late Night with Roy weekend, and that's Udoka Azubuike, a big, big center out of Jacksonville, Florida. I don't think he commits to UNC. It seems like there's a lot of other teams that have shown been shown interest for longer, but that's one name to recognize. So it's going to be interesting, and of course, this period won't end. You know, you have all the rest of this year and the late signing period. So that's kind of where UNC could turn. You know, some names could come up. Another name to recognize is a guy named Raleigh Alkins out of Word of God Academy in Raleigh. He transferred there from New York. He has been to UNC three times this school year. He was here for the exhibition game against Guilford. He was here for with Roy. He was here for another kind of coach-only unofficial visit. And Roy and coaches have been to visit him as well. So that's a name. Raleigh Alkins, he's number 15 overall player, you know, a top 10 shooting guard in 24/7 Sports composite ranking. So that could be a guy, a big five-star guy, would be a huge gift for UNC. So I'm going to look to sign another big man, and of course not going to turn down a guy like Raleigh Alkins, who is a top 15 player in the country.